Thank you, Kathy. Good morning. It is Wednesday, November 29, 2023, and the time is now 9:02 a.m. This is a public rulemaking hearing for Washington Administrative Code 548-40540, Title Forest Land Values 2023, and 458-40660, titled Timber Excise Tax Stumpage Values Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustment. This meeting is being recorded. My name is Tiffany Doe. My last name is spelled D as in Delta and O as in Oscar. I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division, also known as ITA, for the Department of Revenue. I will be the facilitator for this meeting. Also in attendance from the Department of Revenue are Atif Aziz in his role as the department's Rules Coordinator, Kathy Holder in her role as Management Analyst. Kathy will be monitoring our recording equipment as this meeting is being recorded. Paul Stude, our Forest Tax Field Operations Manager, and Ross Goodwin, Valuation Forester. We are conducting this public hearing remotely through Zoom. Participants here are joined through Zoom as well as through telephone calls. We do not have other parties physically present for this meeting. Thank you for taking the time to attend this hearing and providing us with your valuable feedback concerning the rulemaking activities for WAC 458-40-540 and WAC 548-40-660. Please note, we are best able to consider your comments when you reply it to us in writing, which can be sent to me at tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov. The legal authority for this meeting is from Chapter 34.05 RCW, titled Administrative Procedures Act. This meeting was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 23-21-108 on October 18, 2023, and by notification to interested persons. The purpose of this hearing is to solicit comments from public prior to taking action to propose amendments to WAC 458-40-540, titled Forest Lands Values 2023, referred to in this meeting as Rule 540, and WAC 548-40-660, titled Timber Excise Tax Stumpage Value Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustment, referred to in this meeting as Rule 660. We emphasize that the rule draft as now written is provided for discussion purposes only. We will consider any comment received relating to the proposed amendments to Rule 540 and Rule 660. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. We request you send written comments to my attention, Tiffany Doe, at email address tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov, no later than December 1st, 2023. In this way, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now, let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to these rules. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the Office of Co-Reviser to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding possible changes to the rules. The notice, called a Form CR-101, is published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The public meeting for the rules was on October 17, 2023. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Office of the Co-Reviser to announce a public hearing on the proposed rules. This notice, called a Form CR-102, is also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed changes to the rules. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be kept by the Interpretation and Technical Advice Division in the permanent rulemaking file. The public hearing for the rules is today, Wednesday, November 29, 2023. The final step is to adopt the revised rules. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rules to the Office of Co-Revisor using a form CR103 with the appropriate forms. The revised rules will be effective shortly thereafter and will be published in the Washington State Register. Before opening for public comments, I would like to ask Ross Goodwin, our valuation forester, to explain the proposed revisions to Rules 540 and 660. Thank you, Ross. Ross, I think you're muted.
Yeah, we can't hear you, Ross.
Oh, you have to unmute yourself, Ross. No, we can't hear you either.
Can't hear you. Yeah. You know what? I'll jump in and read them. I got what we need right here. So just to save a little bit of time. So did you want 540, Tiffany? Is that what we're starting with?
Yeah, we're going to start with 540 and then jump over to 660. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, no problem. So our proposed, well, I guess our final land values for 2024 are going to go like this. Land grade one, operability class one, $227 per acre. Two, $225 per acre. Operability class three is $211 per acre, and four is $154 per acre. Land grade two, operability class one, $194 per acre. Two is $187 per acre. Three is $180 per acre, and four is $127 per acre. Land grade three, operability class one, $150 per acre. Operability class two, $146 per acre. Class three, $144 per acre, and four is $111 per acre. Land grade four, operability class one, $117 per acre. Operability class two, $112 per acre. Three is $111 per acre, and four is $84 per acre. Land grade five, operability class one, $84 per acre. Operability class two, $74 per acre. Three is $73 per acre, and four is $52 per acre. Land grade six, operability class one, $43 per acre. Two is $41 per acre. Three is $41 per acre, and four is $39 per acre. Land grade seven, operability class one, $19 per acre. Two, $19 per acre. Operability class three and four are both seven. Well, I'll just read them separately. Operability class three is $17 per acre. Operability class four is $17 per acre. Land grade eight, operability class one is $1 per acre. Those are the final forest land values for 2024. And now I will read the final stumpage values for the first half of 2024. Is that okay, Tiffany, to jump into 660 now? Okay.
Yes.
Yep, no problem. So we got Douglas fir. Stumpage value area one is $511 per acre, or per MBF. Stumpage value area two is $528 per MBF. Three is $579 per MBF. Four is $585 per MBF. Five is $549 per MBF. And nine is $497 per MBF. Western Hemlock, first stumpage value areas one through five and nine. Stumpage value area one is $261 per acre. Stumpage value area two is $315 per acre. Stumpage value three is $333 per acre. Four is $312 per acre. I keep saying per acre, sorry. Five is $327 per MBF. And nine is $247 per MBF. Red Cedar, stumpage value areas one through five is $1,173 per MBF. Stumpage Value Area 9 is $1,159. Ponderosa Pine, Stumpage Value Areas 1 through 5, $163 per MBF. 9 is $149 per MBF. Red Alder, Stumpage Value Areas 1 through 5 is $511 per MBF. 9, Stumpage Value Area 9 is $497 per MBF. Black Cottonwood, Stumpage Value Areas 1 through 5, $6 per MBF. Stumpage Value Area 9, $1 per MBF. Other Hardwood, Stumpage Value Areas 1 through 5 is $170 per MBF. Stumpage Value Area 9 is $156 per MBF. Douglas Fir Poles and Piles. Stumpage Value Area 1 through 5, $975 per MBF. Stumpage Value Area 9 is $961 per MBF. Western Red Cedar Poles. Stumpage Value Areas 1 through 5, $1,918 per MBF. Stumpage Value Area 9 is $1,904 per MBF. Chipwood. Stumpage Value Areas 1 through 5 is $15 per ton. Stumpage Value Area 9 is $13 per ton. RCS, Red Cedar Shake and Shingles, all stumpage value areas, $389 per cord. Post, stumpage value areas 1 through 9, 35 cents per 8 lineal feet. Doug Fir Christmas Tree, stumpage value areas 1 through 9, 25 cents per lineal foot. Other Christmas trees, stumpage value areas 1 through 9, 50 cents per lineal foot. So that covers the west side. East side stumpage value areas, Doug Fir. Doug Fir stumpage value area 6 is $360 per MBF. Stumpage value area 7 is $374 per MBF. Western Hemlock, stumpage value area 6 is $256 per MBF. Stumpage value area 7 is $270 per MBF. Western Red Cedar, stumpage value area 6, $879 per MBF. 7 is $893 per MBF. Ponderosa Pine, stumpage value area 6 at $149 per MBF. Stumpage value area 7, $163 per MBF. Other Hardwood, stumpage value area 6 is $1 per MBF. Stumpage value area 7 is $9 per MBF. Western Red Cedar Poles, stumpage value area 6 is $1,486 per MBF. Stumpage value area 7 is $1,500 per MBF. Chipwood, stumpage value area 6 is $1 per ton. 7 is also $1 per ton. Small logs, stumpage value area 6 is $14 per ton. Stumpage value area 7 is $16 per ton. We already went over all the other ones there. So I think we're all done.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep.
We will now proceed with the comment portion of this meeting. If you have comments, please use the raise hand function on the Zoom. Once I call your name, please identify yourself and who you are representing before commenting for the record. Please note, we also appreciate receiving testimony in writing. If you have written testimony and could send us your oral testimony in writing after this meeting, please submit your written comments via email to tiffany@dor.wa.gov by no later than Friday, December 1st, 2023, so we can keep your comments in the Department Permanent Rulemaking file for Rules 540 and 660. Do you have any comments?
It looks like there was a request to repeat some of the values. I think these are posted on the website as well, right?
Yes.
These new ones are on there, Tiffany. I'm happy to reread them. I can reread the Doug Fir values, no problem, just while we're here. So we got Douglas Fir, stumpage value area 1 is $511 per MBF. Stumpage value area 2, $528 per MBF. Stumpage value area 3 is $579 per MBF. Stumpage value area 4 is $585 per MBF. Stumpage value area 5 is $549 per MBF. Stumpage value area 9 is $497 per MBF. And then I'll read 6 and 7 as well, just in case. Stumpage value area 6 is $360 per MBF. And stumpage value area 7 is $374 per MBF. Yeah, I don't know where we post those, Tiffany. Maybe we could post a link. Oh, never mind. Somebody already did. Thanks, Tiffany.
Yeah, you're welcome. Jessica, you can find a copy of it on our website in the rulemaking agenda. Great, and I also included the link.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Does anyone else have any comments? All right, without further comments, I'd like to proceed with recapping the rulemaking process. Before closing this public hearing, I will recap the rulemaking process. This has been the public hearing on the proposed amendments for WAC 458-40-540, Forest Lands Values 2023, and WAC 548-40-660, Timber Excise Tax, Stumpage Values Table, Stumpage Value Adjustment. Based on comments made today and received in writing, additional non-substantive changes may be made before the final revised rules is filed for adoption with the co-reviser. Unlike today's public hearing, the final filing of a rule is not a public process. This filing is just a filing of the notice of adoption. Once adopted, these rules will become effective January 1st, 2024. To the extent that the rules changes are the result of specific statutory changes, such changes are effective on the effective date of the law change, regardless when the rule is adopted. Thank you for participating in this public hearing with us this morning. If you are not on the department's rules notification list or did not receive a notice of today's hearing directly from the department, and you want to be kept informed of future rulemaking activities related to these rules, please provide Kathy Holder with your name and email address. Kathy can be contacted at kathyh@dor.wa.gov. The time is now 9:19 a.m. and the public hearing for Rules 540 and 660 is now adjourned.